We've got a question right here. Perfect.
So there's been a whole lot of talk recently about what the top marginal tax rates should be on upper income earners, especially with the recent fiscal cliff crisis. But what isn't talked about so much is that tax rates on capital gains are a whole lot less than tax rates on normal wage income. So my question is, can raising the tax rates on capital gains closer to a level that normal wage income is taxed at be part of a bipartisan deficit reduction compromise?
Let me start by what we exposed to the American people on tax reform. And we got 83% support. It was broaden the tax base, so eliminate a lot of deductions, exemptions, credits, and exclusions. Take the top marginal tax rate down to 25%. Eliminate the difference between the special tax treatment on dividends, capital gains, and ordinary income. Treat it all the same. And have a targeted level of revenue that you're trying to achieve, that if you can't achieve it just through that tax reform, then have a progressive consumption tax that would make up the difference. But understand this, that's coupled with very tough budget controls, significant reforms to social insurance programs, a limit on how much we'll allocate to health care, and a bunch of other things. But that got about 83% support.
You know, I think there's no question that as we do this, you have to talk about revenue as well as you talk about cuts, but you have to talk about both. And I think that's one of those areas that clearly we're seeing an inequity. I think the Buffett rule is often how it's referred to. We need to make sure that we're having as much tax fairness, because if you have a simpler, fairer system, you get away with the people who don't want to pay taxes, but you have something that's more equitable, and that will make it more fair ultimately. You know, one of the things I think also is worth bringing up is the number of companies that have now gone with their headquarters, and I'm saying that very loosely, overseas. In the Cayman Islands, there is a 5-story building that's the home to 18,000 corporations. That's 18,000 PO boxes. Just so they can avoid paying U.S. taxes. And I'll tell you, in South Central Wisconsin, almost every small business owner I know is paying their taxes and paying what their fair share is. And when those folks are doing that just to not pay taxes, that's an abuse of the system. So let's get some of the tax cheating to stop. Let's bring in some tax fairness. But let's also balance it with the necessary cuts. And I think we can do what we did in Wisconsin when we had some of those historic deficits.
Our tax code is a travesty. It costs $200 to $300 billion a year to comply with. If it were up to me, I'd scrap the entire thing. And I'd create a new one with two basic principles. Raise the revenue you need. You can argue about that. It's going to be somewhere between 18% and 20%. And do no economic harm. Stop trying to economically engineer. Stop trying to socially engineer with the tax code. Now, I believe we need more revenue in the federal government. You know, simplify the tax code, take that $200 to $300 billion compliance costs, apply that to the federal government. But I'll tell you what works far better than just trying to increase taxes. Growth. And let me just give you a couple numbers. You know, the fiscal cliff deal, and I would argue it is the punishing success tax increase, that will raise, according to the Joint Committee on Taxation, about $41 billion in 2014. Okay, remember that number, $41 billion. Even with the meager economic growth we've had from 2009 to 2012, revenue has increased to the federal government by $344 billion per year. If we just return to a normal economy, pretty much like we had in 2007 when revenue was 18.5% of our economy, that's a little bit higher than the 50-year average, that would add another $435 billion per year of revenue. Now, my problem with increasing taxes, punishing success, is that it puts at risk the very economic growth that I think it just proved is 10 or 20 times more effective than trying to make things supposedly more fair, and of course, fair is in the eye of the beholder. So again, what we should be doing is eliminating our current tax code, dramatically simplifying it, and trying to do everything possible to create an opportunity society and economic growth. That's how you're going to actually solve our fiscal situation.